From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The intensifying fight over union rights in Wisconsin is taking a new twist. As public workers mass at the state capitol against a measure that would end most of their collective bargaining rights, a state police search is underway for Democratic lawmakers. They're boycotting a vote on Republican Governor Scott Walker's budget-cutting plan, hoping to force Republicans to renegotiate. As Wisconsin Public Radio Sean Johnson explains, Republicans have a 19-14 majority in the state Senate, but since a minimum 20 senators are required to hold a vote, the majority needs at least one Democrat present.
The state Senate and the state assembly are both scheduled to vote on this plan today, and indications are that majority Republicans there have the votes they need to pass it. Democrats, who have no political power in the state right now, boycotted the vote, did a walkout in the assembly, and boycotted the vote in the state Senate.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Sean Johnson in Madison. Cries ring out in the streets of Bahrain's capital after police attacked anti-government protesters, killing four and injuring more than 200. The Obama administration is expressing alarm over the violent crackdown. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that U.S. officials have been calling their counterparts to urge the Bahraini government to exercise restraint.
The tiny Gulf state is home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, so Defense Secretary Robert Gates was among the Obama administration officials calling authorities in Bahrain to register U.S. concern. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she also got on the phone with Bahrain's foreign minister.
And I emphasized how important it was that, given that there will be both funerals and prayers tomorrow, that not be marred by violence.
She described Bahrain as a friend and ally, but said the U.S. supports real and meaningful change. The mainly Shiite protesters in Bahrain are demanding more rights from the Sunni monarchy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge in South Carolina throws out a case filed by former detainee Jose Padilla, who sued former government officials for money damages over his alleged mistreatment in military custody. More from NPR's Kerry Johnson.
The judge says former Bush administration officials are immune from the lawsuit by Jose Padilla, and that Padilla didn't present enough facts to show he had the legal standing to sue. The case revolved around his designation as an enemy combatant and more than 3 years that Padilla spent in a military brig. He said the government violated his rights to a lawyer and his access to the courts, but Judge Richard Gergel disagreed. The judge said that these kinds of sensitive national security issues belong with the executive branch and not the courts.
That's NPR's Kerry Johnson. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 30 points at 12,318. This is NPR News. A coalition of large oil companies claims it now has the capability to contain a spill like the one in the Gulf of Mexico last year. NPR's Jeff Brady says the companies hope that will convince regulators to let them resume deep water drilling.
The government says companies can return to drilling only after they prove the ability to contain a spill. Four of the largest oil companies and BP created the Marine Well Containment Company in response. It's working on a permanent system that likely will be ready next year. Meanwhile, the company says an interim system is ready now and can be deployed within 24 hours. Clay Vaughn is a vice president with ExxonMobil, which led the effort.
We believe that what we have provided is sufficient and meets the intent of the regulation and can be included in permit applications today.
Engineers with the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management are reviewing the containment system to determine if it really could contain a spill. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
More Americans are putting in for unemployment again a week after first-time claims dropped to the lowest level. In nearly 3 years, the Labor Department saw the numbers rise by more than expected 25,000 to 410,000. Anything below 425,000 is still considered a sign of modest job growth, and it is well below where applications were in March of 2009, when their number hit over 650,000. The latest snapshot of consumer core prices reveals a 0.2% increase in January, the largest the Labor Department saw in more than a year. However, include the volatile categories of gas and food costs, and the rise in the consumer price index is more like 0.4%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.